2006, 2007, 2008, this Hebrew messianic Jewish kind of teaching came under conflict and testing. 2009, we see Obama rise up as a president. Now, by this time, many of the African churches or black descent churches in America and in other parts of the world, especially America, had started going into, some of them had started going into the Hebrew teaching. So when they saw that they finally have a black president who looks like them, they were like, oh, what waste time for? Why are we going back to praise a God who is commanding us to keep his Sabbaths holy, to keep his commandments? We have no time to waste with that, because now we have a leader who has become our Redeemer, a leader who has become our Messiah. In fact, people started to acknowledge Obama as a Messiah. And this now, their energy of loving God, pursuing after God, they were unconsciously, not thinking about this, but this is what happened unconsciously on a psychological level, that people now finally thought that they have the answer to what they were praying for. You know, sometimes I always tell people, pray for what God wants to give you rather than praying for what you want. So what people really wanted, their heart desire, reflected through Obama. So they were like, oh, why waste time with this keeping God's commandments, commanding us around? Here we are, we have a leader who will lead us to our liberty. And they thought it was Obama. And the white people knew this very well, that Obama is going to be that sign. And in fact, Obama became that sign towards the African or descent people in America. So here they are, they give up God for the sake of Obama. They sacrifice God's will for the sake of taking on Obama. They sacrifice God's will for the sake of worshiping Obama's office and his intentions and agenda that is given to him by the white people, not knowing that they were sacrificing God, giving up God, to give in for a man that is going to enslave all their energy, all their investment, all their desires, all their plans, all that they have given in as a kinetic energy in this president, was now taken on the altar of satanic forces to be sacrificed through Obama. Obama had three agendas that I can speak on that were very, very powerful in a way that they misled most of the black people from the truth to the deception of the white supremacy. And this is what happened during Obama's regime. Obama had a mandate on his administration as a president to literally bring the hatred of the Islamic terrorist to surface to the extent that the Islamic forces will rise up against Israel to try to fight against Israel to the level of even wiping Israel, the Jewish nation, off the face of the earth, or wiping it out from the map. This was one of Obama's strategically administration that he had to do. But of course, we understand that that also failed. It didn't take shape. He tried, he moved, he tried to come into alliance with these Arab countries, but it never took shape. God spoke to me and says, if he tries to establish it and manifest it, he was going to die. You are going to pick up a dead body from the White House and take him and bury him, because that God didn't allow him to do. But on the other side, there are certain things he achieved on a certain given level. In his administration, there was something that was called the Obama Medical Care. Put that in your mind. Obama Medical Care. Now, the Obama Medical Care, on its administration, he started it and he put it into force. It was Obama who put it into force. It had the racism and the intentions and the agenda of white supremacy to kill the black people, to behave as a racist who intimidates, who resists, and who discriminates the black people. And this was also to sell pharmaceutical drugs. Now, let me not go so much deep into that. Let me just jump further to 2010. My next series, I will start with Obama's administration and Obamacare, after my next series, after this. But let us go to 2010. What happened in year 2010? Now, 2010, in the Arab countries, there broke forth something that was called the Arab Spring. Now, the Arab Spring broke forth around 2010 in Tunisia. There was a young man that was killed. Of course, there was already unhappy people in Tunisia or in most of the parts of Arab countries. They were unhappy how they were ruled, and they didn't like, they were not so fond of their own regimes. So here, a young man was killed. Something happened there, and a young man was killed. I think it was Tunisia. And it broke forth some anger, protest, to the extent that the Tunisia president was overthrown in 2011 by the movement of the people. Now, this movement broke forth and it expanded. It went all the way to Libya, Egypt, Yemen, Syria, and Bahrain. All these countries now were being affected and they were overthrowing their presidents. Now, remember, 2010 now, again, it has been orchestrated in a way that Facebook played a very big role into the revolution of overthrowing these Arab presidents and leaders in the Arab region. Now, Facebook was the place where people communicated from. Facebook was the place where people connected. Facebook was the place where people gave information to each other. Where are we going to meet? Which street? And they gathered in big numbers in that street to demonstrate, to show their unhappiness towards how they were treated. Now, by this time, let me just say this. This time, successfully, we see the Arab Springs overthrowing their dictatorship that was leading over them. They are overthrowing them now. Overthrowing them to the extent that they are now putting in force a new type of leadership. Well, was it new? Again, now let us jump back to, again, something I threw in my message and I told you about Al Jazeera. You remember that? Yeah, put that in your mind. Now, let me ask a question before I answer a question. When did Al Jazeera now succeed to get their website on the net? Which year was it again? It was 2001. Remember 2000? The mixture of mixing ideas, things that we corrupt people had literally begun to take its highest force. So somehow people were uniting for selfish gain. Here, America was already training up terrorists. And one of the groups that they were training up as terrorists was called ISIS. So finally, when we come into 2010, when the revolt of overthrowing the dictators over the Arab countries took force and took shape, finally, people not having anybody prepared to rule them in the way they want, because the leadership is something you mold. Leaders, you must look at the way they behave. You don't just throw a leader in because you want to change leadership, but leaders are people that you see who have manners. They have to be positive role models. The Arab countries didn't have this. What they had a confused government and a confused people that is ruled over by a confused government. And these confused people were ruled over by a confused government. They are given power through social media, thinking it's on their own power to overthrow the bad ones, but not knowing that they are putting on banner again those that they have overthrown. The worst ones are brought to surface. America was training a group of people known as ISIS. ISIS was a terrorist group trained by the Americans, given weapons and equipped and trained all strategic warfare types of warfaring. Yes, as you know, that our presidents that rule us in third world countries like in Africa, that rule us with a hand of iron and rigor, they always do it through white people because the white supremacy trained these people up to plant them in our countries to rule us for the beneficial and the benefiting the whiter supreme authority, which is the one that planted them. So here we are, ISIS is planted. Now, by the time we know it, they are overthrowing the bad ones and they are rising up other very bad ones that have no sense, the most idiotic, useless idiots of their generation are risen in power. And who are those? The ISIS, because they are the ones who have weapons, they are the ones who are militant, and for now, they are somehow, they are the ones who know how to rule, because they know how to enforce themselves in leadership, because they've been trained to do so. This is where I finish my series by saying this. Now here, now we come to a place where now you start to see the image and the picture of 2015, 2016. People start to run from the Arab countries. The same people that were in the revolution of overthrowing their own bad dictators. Now they are running from their homes. They are running from their country. They are running from their families. They are running to become refugees, seeking for covering, seeking for food, seeking for clothes, seeking for everything. They are running from their own homes. Why are they running from their own homes? Because they are running from the bad dictatorship that they gave power, which was known as ISIS. ISIS started to oppress people. ISIS started to kill people. The terrorism or movement of ISIS started to literally plunder their own people, make them cry, put them in pain to the extent that they are seeking for refuge in Western countries. Was that something that the Western country wanted? I really wonder. Who designed that? I really wonder. My series, let me stop here, but I'll continue again with Obama, like I said. So now we are looking at in 2016, 2017, people are fleeing from their own countries because of the bad leadership which was prepared, groomed, molded and fashioned by the Europeans themselves, which was America, to go to rule and to bring discomfort, to bring division, to bring distress in Arab countries. And who is gaining when people are going out, becoming refugees, running from their own countries? Who is gaining out of that? Kankutanga Zim. Let me finish with this. Most of these countries that are discomforted have no good leadership, where the planting of terrorists and terrorism that is planted by the West is taking over. These same countries, most of them have minerals like oil. They have minerals like gold, silver. So if they are discomforted and they are running away, they can't take charge and ownership over what belongs to them. Who then owns that? Who gains out of the war and the division that is in these countries? Who makes the profit out of that? If we are sold guns to and we are shooting each other, who now is gaining out of that discomfort that is going on in these countries that contain and possess a lot of minerals? Well, you know the answer. So we are moving further with our series. Let me finish here and let me say this. I pray that whoever you're listening to me, look out for the next series. I will start with Obama and the leadership of Obama as we move further in our series until we reach 2019. 2020, 2019. You've got to understand and get the full picture. This message will be continued in the next part. You've been listening to the voice of Apostle Ngabo from the Council of Ngabo, God's Quota, who celebrate Uganda in the land of Ham, the land of Kush, the Pearl of Africa. I'm saying God bless.